You're listening to Soul Talk, conversations with fascinating people on their relationship with spirituality. I'm your host, Holly Azzopardi.
Hello, happy Tuesday. I'm going to channel for us again. I'm feeling brave. I'm going to get back in the zone and see what wants to come through from an intuitive place. Still congested, PS. I mean, I'm sure you can hear it, but just want to name it as well. Yeah, because there's a bit coming through. So let's talk what's coming through and then let's pull a card to sum up. So what I'm feeling, what the energy that I was getting for this coming week when I was dropping in, I was seeing a bull at a gate, you know, just like straight out, running red hot with no clear direction, but just going, 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 going. And that's the energy that I feel we've landed in as we step into Aries season. I think a lot of us have been really looking forward to this time. It's a fresh start. It's a clean slate. There's that beautiful Mars energy on our side, which is about forward momentum and making things happen. And what I'm actually seeing is almost a sense of aimlessness in this forward momentum. So before you rush out, before you go forth running all guns blazing, can you just take stock for a moment and map out where you're going? Because we don't want you to run out of steam, or we don't in general want to run out of steam. And this is what is kind of coming through for me right now is, yes, we can use this energy to our benefit and our advantage. Absolutely. This energy of freshness, of a clean slate, of a new astrological year, of the courage that comes with Aries season. Like, this is a really vital time where, you know, vitality is overflowing and we can back ourselves and likely creativity is coming through in a different way. However, if that has nowhere to actually go, if that energy isn't contained to a degree, we're likely just going to be leaking it all over the shop, and all we're going to end up with is depletion as opposed to a longevity or a relationship with longevity when it comes to what we are creating or visioning or stepping into. So this is really a week for us to catch ourselves in the full steam ahead if we don't have a clear direction yet. And it's not to wrong ourselves if we don't have a clear direction. It's just to admit to ourselves, hang on a second. Yes, I might have a little more energy in the tank. Yes, I'm feeling really inspired and motivated and wanting to do all these things. But where am I going? What is my path? What is my vision? And what is my intention with each action that I take? And that's actually what's coming through as I'm speaking this out, is intentional action, not just action for the sake of action, not just using your energy because you got energy to use. How can you be deliberate and focused and intentional with the energy that you have in reserve? And sometimes having extra energy actually doesn't want to be used. It might just be there for you to have in reserve until you know where you are deliberately walking next. What I'm feeling is a lot of us running out of steam before we've even really begun. And I want to talk specifically to those of us in the Southern Hemisphere, because we have this juxtaposition of energy happening where, yes, it's a new astrological year. Yes, it's Aries season, but we've also had the solstice, which has connected us with the shedding and the dropping into autumn. Now, when you're in especially Australia, our seasons have become kind of, especially where I live, like it's kind of just one consistent season as opposed to those real drops in summer to autumn or autumn to winter or so on. And so what this solstice energetically is calling us into, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, is a slowing down. You think about what happens with nature, summer to autumn, is the trees and plants go from green and full and bright to literally dropping their leaves, to changing color, to slowing down. So while, yes, we've got Aries season, we've got that, all of that beautiful fire, that forward momentum and the new astrological year, we also just as much have an energetic undercurrent of, we are changing seasons, things are slowing down and some things are going to want to fall away. Now, it's not our job to fill the space of the things that have fallen really quickly because we have energy to burn. That's not what this time is about. It's how can you hold the polarity of the new and momentum alongside the falling away and the spaciousness? Can you hold space in your own calendars, in your own days, for the sake of having space and feel what space actually feels like? I sound like Dr. Joe Dispenza, but it's the truth. Like, what does space this week feel like in your calendar, in your diary? And notice the parts of you that feel this sense of urgency to fill it, and catch yourself in that before you do. That's the other piece that I'm hearing as I'm speaking this out, is where are you placing urgency on things in your life that are actually not urgent at all, and that are actually a misdirection of this fiery, airy season? Because we will have this undercurrent of let's get up and get going. But if you're misdirecting that energy, you are going to end up depleted. I'm talking yes from experience, but also clear channel is what wants to come through. We have a long time in this season. We have many, many, many days in this season. And I know all of us are clinging to it as if it has the answers to all of the heaviness that we've traversed over the last, you know, year or so. Just because Aries season here is and the new astrological year is here, doesn't mean that all of our challenges are going to all of a sudden magically fall away. We still need to care for ourselves. We still need to take time and tend to ourselves. We still need rest and spaciousness. And this is a time that is calling for all of it, not just the do, do, do and go, 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 but just as much the BBB and the space, space, space. Yeah. Short and sweet one, but that feels like the most important thread that wants to come through. So this coming week, catch yourself in urgency and remind yourself and question yourself, is this actually urgent? And I'm sure more often than not, the answer is going to be no, it's not. So how can you slow down? How can you build up your energy reserve if you don't actually know where you want to direct your energy just yet? How can you take stock on where you're going and get clear on where you're headed, and then channel consciously and with intention your energy in that direction? Let's pull a card. We are going to use the Fairy Forest deck today by Lucy Cavendish. And I'm just going to have a little shuffle, see what wants to come through. Give me a moment. All right. This is an interesting one. Is that the card that wants to come out for us? Yeah, I just muscle tested to double check, because sometimes when I get like scary looking cards, I'm like, oh no, it can't be that. But we're going to go with this one. We're going to go with this one, and we're going to be open-minded about it. The card that I've pulled is the Trickster. Deceit, betrayal, and a word I actually do not know, I'm happy to admit that, guile, G-U-I-L-E. The Trickster. Let's have a read and see what the message is. Let me be a reminder to be true to yourself, to your own personal truths, to the code within your soul. Truly, at this time, it is essential for you to let your conscience be your guide and to live according to your own creed with open eyes. Do not fool yourself into believing another person's vision and ideas are more important than your own. Question agendas and be aware of people's history. For at this time, there could be one about you who's attempting to persuade you to their cause, to join them in what they see as a great task, but which in truth is simply a harnessing of your own power to their agenda, which is not for your highest good. All tricksters are charming and know exactly what to say to persuade you, but this is mere language. Their deeds will not match their words, and what you are agreeing to by joining them will be a loss of your own personal dreams for the furthering of theirs. If you allow yourself to be coerced, cajoled, and manipulated at this time, it will weigh heavily on your very soul. Be more wary than is natural for you at this time. Do not betray yourself or ignore the warning signs, which are all about you. Do not foolishly give away your power, but exercise it and weave a future that is truly the one you wish to create, one which will provide you with honor, plenty, and the satisfaction of having been true to yourself. It's a very specific card, and I'd love to hear if that you feel that that's talking to you, because I feel this is probably one that resonates to some, but not all. I'm curious, but regardless, you can see that if that card is something, like if there is something that's kind of not in your highest good and intuitively you'd usually pick up on it, but you're distracted by guns blazing, going out, getting the wheels in motion, doing all of these urgent inverted commas things, rushing, you can see how an energy like a trickster energy could fall under the radar when you're distracted and not sitting with contemplation with self. So the antidote to a card like that is absolutely to reconnect back in with your intuitive self, with the wisdom that you hold in your heart. And to do this, it calls for us to slow down. So can you just take a deep breath with me right now? Breathing in, letting go with an exhale. And make a commitment to yourself this week that you will catch yourself in the urgency and you will consciously slow yourself down when you can. Huge love. Definitely let me know if this has resonated, and I'll be back in your ears on Friday.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.